94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
I'm taking you to my town, Coloma, the North Marion Historical Museum. I'm talking to Jack and Kristen today. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Prepping for Christmas, which makes me really excited because I've been dying for holidays. And now you guys are actually giving the public something to come and enjoy for not one, not two, but 3 days this coming weekend.
That is true.
Yeah. Okay. So first and foremost, let's just start with North Marion Historical Museum and what you guys are all about. I grew up in Coloma, so I'm kind of familiar, but let's learn all together. So for someone listening that has no idea, let's start there.
Yeah. So the North Marion Historical Museum focuses on Hager Township, Watervliet Township, City, Coloma Township and City, as well as Bainbridge. We try to pull as much history as possible from those locations and share with whoever is willing to listen.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just started what do you have now in display?
We just opened up our Monty Packaging Company display, which is a bunch of machines that were actually made the crates, baskets for the fruit belt.
Yeah.
They use those for shipping all over the nation.
Kind of just also shows you some history that we've all been by these buildings. We've all heard it in the news, but digs a little bit deeper and shows you how they got here and the history behind it just in the area.
Yep.
Jack, what do you do at the museum?
I'm actually the director there.
Yep. So. And then Kristen?
I'm the director of programs and outreach.
Okay. Very cool. And if anyone's unfamiliar with where you're located, it's super simple. It's basically right across the street from Coloma High School.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So as I said, they are coming up with something cool for you, or they have come up with something cool for you and the entire family to do, really. It's the holiday open house, and really should be holiday open house times three. So on this Friday, you're kicking it off, and you have chosen theme days. Before we dig into what's going on each day and how you came up with all this, how long have you guys been doing the open house?
It's been about 13 years.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So. Most amazing thing that I heard already before we started recording was how many Christmas trees that you have there right now. So how many are there?
We have 31 that you're able to view and to vote on over the
When
weekend.
Did you start prepping for this? Like the tree portion to begin with.
We started this way back in October.
So you said each Christmas tree is sponsored?
Yes.
How does this work?
So it's really great. The different organizations throughout the community all come in and they pick out a tree. They get really creative. They show off their businesses and
within the tree. Okay.
Within the tree.
Is there a theme that you give them that they have to stick with, or does it not matter?
They come up with it.
Yep.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. So I'm thinking maybe if I have a restaurant in town, I could do it all like menu item theme if I wanted to. Up to you.
Yes.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. How long are those going to be on display there? Just for this weekend?
For the month of December.
Wow. Yep. Okay, so for the entire month of December, you can go and see these. Where do you put them all?
They are all over the campus. We have four different locations there are on our campus.
Okay. If I go and visit the museum, I guess on regular open hours, how much does it cost to participate?
It is free. Okay. We had free admission for all of this entire event as well as for daily admission.
Okay, very good. And then the open house this entire weekend is free as well.
Correct.
All right, so Christmas trees are up and ready to roll, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So let's kick it off with what they're doing outside of Christmas trees as well. So Friday, December 1st, that's this Friday, it is Senior Day. So what does that mean? Is that just inviting seniors?
Yes, that's typically it's from 10 until 4, so not a lot of the working class can come out during that day.
Got it.
So we have the first tour of our Christmas trees, giving them the extra time to go view the trees.
There's voting, right?
There's voting, yes. So you can go around and vote on your three favorite trees.
Just bragging rights?
Pretty much. Yeah. Bragging rights for the year. So we'll also have, on that Friday, we'll have the Upbeats playing, a live performance from the Upbeats. They sing a lot of Christmas carols and really get you moving around and dancing a little bit. So
that's from 2 to 4.
From 2 to 4.
So even though we're calling this Senior Day, it is encouraged that if you're someone like me who wants, I'm going to actually take this day off. I could go. Anyone can go.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can go anytime between 10 and 4, and then the Upbeats will be there from 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. I see that you have Santa's gift shop.
Yes.
Good place to buy gifts?
Great place to buy gifts. Yeah. We have a definitely good assortment right now. There's only limited supplies, so make sure you get there a little bit early.
What kind of things are in the gift shop?
We have everything from decorative pillows to wrapped candy bars for good stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then scavenger hunt.
So that is something new we've added this year. You can still vote for the trees, but we've also created a hunt so that families or kids can have a little more interactive experience.
Is it all in the museum?
All throughout the trees, yeah.
So it's a part of the trees, I get it. So who, I guess, had to come up with the ideas of what we're supposed to be finding in the scavenger hunt? You did?
That's me, yeah.
What kind of things are we looking for?
So they're all based on the way that the trees are decorated, so you'll have to solve some riddles or find some items on the trees.
How difficult is this going to be?
It's not... too difficult. It'll be great for families. You'll do fine.
All right, so that was just on Friday. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about the North Barron Historical Museum. It is their holiday open house. We just covered Friday. Also, we're going to move and jump over into Saturday. They're doing something cool, and kids are very much so welcome both Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend. What you doing on Saturday? Let's cover times and details.
So Saturday is going to be have a lot more options for kids, too.
Yep.
You will be able to tour the trees and do the scavenger hunt. Gingerbread house decorating is really fun. We have that going on all day. We have tons of candy options. You can go crazy decorating them. And then new this year, we're doing a kids' carnival. So we have taken some fun carnival games, added a Christmas twist. You can play mini golf. There's a duck pluck game. Pin the nose on the snowman.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
unique.
And a snowball toss.
Gingerbread house decorating goes from 10 to 4, so the entire day is open through 10 to 4 with different things happening throughout that time period. Mm-hmm. Do we need to get registered or just show up?
You just show up.
Yep, $5 donation is encouraged for that, but how fun. Do you have somebody that'll help you walk through what I need to do to decorate my gingerbread
house? Yes,
okay,
yes. We have helpers.
Of course, the scavenger hunt that we already talked about going on as well, and then the kids' carnival, which you said will also feature the guy that everybody wants to see.
Yep, Santa and Mrs. Claus will
Santa
be there too.
Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
What time are they going to be there?
From 2 to 3:30 on Saturday.
Okay, so another opportunity to see Santa this weekend, again, at the North Barron Historical Museum in Coloma between 2 and 3:30. Now, I love hearing about cookie walks and the need for cookies, and I'm going to tell you why. I love to bake, but I feel really guilty if I eat more than 2 to 3 cookies. So this is a perfect opportunity for you to, one, pick up cookies if you are horrible at baking, or two, if you, like me, like to bake but don't want to eat them all, you guys are actually taking cookies to sell.
Yes, yes. So we have the cookie walk is going to be on Saturday from 10 until 1.
The cookie walk.
The cookie
is
walk.
What we call it. It's kind of like
yes.
a cake walk.
It's very similar.
Okay.
Very, very similar.
Okay.
We're asking for a $6 donation for that cookie walk. But yeah, definitely fill up a box full and take it home with you to share with your friends or family or just yourself.
So who's allowed to drop cookies off?
Anybody that's willing to drop off cookies, just give us a call beforehand. Our number is 468-3330. Definitely make sure they get cookies in before Friday.
Okay.
Or early on Saturday before 10 o'clock.
So 468-3330. I'm thinking if you love baking cookies and you want to be able to drop them off and have someone else enjoy them, money will go back to the museum, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And the cookie walk, again, they need cookies. So if you want to donate, make sure you give them a call, 468-3330. Get them there by Friday or early Saturday morning. Or just go and participate and go home with some good cookies.
Exactly. That's my bet.
And then Sunday, also, you guys are open as well. I think this is cool. You have three different days. You could go one day. You could go all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
What's going on Sunday?
Well, can we cover our gingerbread decorating a little bit? We'll have that going on Sunday, as well as the scavenger hunt. We'll have the Coloma Choir coming in from noon until 1. So Rebecca Selvage has helped us out the last couple of years. She's the teacher over there in Coloma.
Cool.
And so they'll be over there to cheer up the crowd.
Is this the Coloma High School Choir then?
Correct.
Okay. And I'm sure that they'll do Christmas-themed
yes.
songs. Okay.
Yes, they will.
Also, there's going to be, I think this is even cooler than Santa, reindeer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have reindeer on Sunday. What time are the reindeer going to be there?
They're going to be there from 1 to 3.
Are they actually going to be inside?
They will be outside.
Okay. That's a question that I always say. I have a Christmas event in years past where we've like, how do we put the reindeer inside? So this is fun. Again, like I said, especially Saturday and Sunday, but really all day, the kids are more than welcome to attend all of these. Let's do a general recap really quick. So North Barron Historical Museum, they're having their holiday open house. They're in Coloma, right across the street from Coloma High School. So this Friday, it is senior day. You can tour and vote for. Did we cost anything to vote for the trees?
Nope. Nothing okay. at all.
Over 30 trees?
Yep, 31.
Very cool. Yeah. Holiday scavenger hunt that Kristen has put together for us as well, going on every day, 10 to 4, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then live music featuring the Upbeats on Friday from 2 to 4. Moving over to Saturday, we have, of course, the cookie walk. Make sure if you want to bake cookies, call them, 468-3330. Otherwise, just go and participate. How much does it cost to be in the cookie walk?
To buy a box, it's $6 donation.
Okay, so you can just buy two.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there from 2 to 3:30 on Saturday. And you can decorate gingerbread houses. You said there's lots of candy pieces to mm-hmm. choose from. Fun. Same exact thing on Sunday with the gingerbread house decorating. Coloma Choir is going to be there from noon to 1. A live reindeer, like it's a reindeer ranch from Kalamazoo. They're going to be there from 1 to 3. And all of this is completely free. Right.
Correct. Yep.
Very good. Do you have this listed somewhere where you can find this easily?
Yes, it's on our website at northbarronhistory.org or on our Facebook account.
Okay. Say the website one more time.
That's North Barron Historical Museum.
Okay. North BerryonHistory.org, right?
History.org.
Okay.
Correct.
And you're also on Facebook.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Do you have all these listed on your Facebook page?
Yes.
Very cool. Find them on Facebook, like them, North Berrien Historical Museum. And I really want to suggest that if you don't even attend this weekend, you also just go and check them out really any other time. There's always lots for you to go and see right there in Coloma. And even more reason, you guys are a Toys for Tots drop-off location for December.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. So really simple. If you're looking for a location, we get messages all the time. Where can we drop off our toys? Just there you go. Take them there. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you can put on our books for us, looking at the upcoming, what you guys plan going forward?
We do have historical lectures every month.
Okay.
That's always the third Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So we will not be having one in December. That'll start back up in January.
Okay.
So mark your calendars for January 16th.
Very good. You got to come in and tell me about those each month. Yeah, like tell me what the topic is, and we can do like an upcoming. So be listening. Otherwise, the easiest way to follow what they're doing is, of course, their website, NorthBerrienHistory.org. Find them on Facebook, North Berrien Historical Museum. Otherwise, just go there and hang out for one of the holiday open house days this coming Friday through Sunday. And thanks for coming to tell me about it, guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.